From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The list of high-profile Republicans distancing themselves from presidential nominee Donald Trump continues to grow, with even his running mate condemning Trump's lewd comments about women in a 2005 video. Vice presidential candidate Mike Pence of Indiana said in a statement that he could not condone or defend Trump's statements. The candidate's wife, Melania Trump, said, "The words my husband used are unacceptable and offensive to me. This does not represent the man that I know." Trump himself issued an apology early Saturday morning, saying the words on the tape do not reflect who he is now.
"Anyone who knows me knows these words don't reflect who I am. I said it, I was wrong, and I apologize."
Several Republicans have called for Trump to step aside, but the nominee told the Wall Street Journal newspaper that there was zero chance he would quit the race. Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton has said she will withhold her commentary until Sunday night's second debate in St. Louis, Missouri. Hurricane Matthew made landfall in South Carolina Saturday after killing hundreds in the Caribbean and at least 9 people in the United States. The storm is expected to dump massive amounts of rain on the Carolinas. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley asked residents to be patient.
"It is not going to be safe for you to go in. Between down power lines and trees, and then just unsafe structures."
Matthew has killed nearly 900 people in Haiti and left tens of thousands of others homeless. So far, 4 people died in Florida, 2 in Georgia, and 3 in North Carolina. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News.